Crossing Borders is a North Shore Autumn Studio Tour. This year it runs from Friday, September 26th, that's this Friday, through Sunday, October 5th. Joining us now with more about it are two of the artists involved, Betsy Bowen of Grand Marais and Lee Ross of Hovland. Good morning and welcome to you both. Good to have you with us.
Good morning.
So let's see, we'll kick this off. Lee, can you talk a little bit about, you've been involved with this since the beginning, can you talk a little bit about what is the tour, what's at the heart of it?
The tour, it's about having access and being able to see artists in their setting. And all the artists that participate in this are full-time artists. This is how they make their living. And it's organized by the artists. We get together twice a year to figure out the logistics. But basically, it's about having people come and see us. For us, Dan and myself, we only open our studio this time of year. So it's the one chance a year to get access to see what we're doing. People may see us, you know, hiking on the road to our studio or whatever and wonder what we do. Well, come by during the tour and you can see it.
Takes a little mystery out of the whole deal.
Yes.
Okay. So you mentioned that it's the artists that organized this. How many artists again?
There are 21 artists this year. There are 6 stops on the tour and people can download a map off of the website. You can do one stop. You can do all the stops. It runs from Two Harbors up to Grand Portage.
That's a pretty extensive group of folks to try to organize. And you meet twice a year to try to get this all dialed in?
The actual group that meets is not the guest artists, too. It's just the group of artists. So there's, I think there's about 10 of us.
And how long has this been happening?
This is our 18th year this year. I can't believe it. It's gone really fast.
And you've been involved in that whole time. Betsy, when did you get involved with the program?
I came in, the fourth year, maybe.
Okay, so you've been at this a long while
Quite a while, okay. Yes.
Okay, so what is unique about seeing artists in their creations right where they're working? I know it sounds like, Lee, for you guys, it's the one chance to get in and see what's happening. But what makes it unique for folks or for the artists?
You get to see our setting, you know, which is where we get our inspiration. And you can see how the things are made. I know Betsy, you know, will have her printmaking demos. Other people will be demoing in their studios. But you can see the process. You get to meet the artists.
That's going to be kind of cool because I think about not being an artist. I think about the final product and what you produce. But I don't really have a concept of what all goes into that and how many steps might be involved in like doing a printmaking piece.
Well, it's nice, I think, to be able to just, you know, ask that question of the artist that made it. You know, what were you thinking about? What did you know, how'd you do that? And, you know, do you like it?
Do you often put out things that you're like, eh, I didn't really do what I wanted it to do?
Well, that's good. I mean, things like that are interesting to me. You know, I mean, I'm interested in how artists go about what they do. It's always makes the art more meaningful to me.
Okay. Well, and I would think seeing the reaction, because I would suspect that as an artist, if you're producing things and putting them out there, you don't always get to see people's reaction to what you've done. I wouldn't think if you're selling it through someone, or if someone sees your pieces of work somewhere where you're not around, is it different having people right there reacting to what you've created and how that process goes?
Well, I like that part. Quite a bit of what I sell is I do directly, but a lot of it I don't. It just various settings and circumstances. It's, you know, both things happen. But I like meeting the people, you know, that have an interest.
I think that's a good question, too, because for Dan and I, it's such an important part that's the only way we sell our work is directly to people. We think it's part of the process to follow through from the beginning all the way to handing it over to the person who purchases a piece.
Very interesting. So anything else that you'd like to comment on bringing people into your studios? Good, bad, ugly? I mean, it's got to be good because how many years have you been doing this?
Well, it's the 18th year. And it's different guest artists, too. Tom Christensen is back in the tour this year, which is exciting to have him back in there down in Lutzen. And he's got a guest artist, Wayne Podratz. He does some beautiful bowls and metal turtles and things. He's a good new addition. And it's always fun to go see Marcy up in Grand Portage and go, you know, hike at the state park up there. So you can go along the way and see fall colors and then stop along the way. It's a fun thing to do.
Very good. Well, we are talking with artists Betsy Bowen and Lee Ross about the 2014 Crossing Borders Art Tour. Again, it begins this Friday, September 26th. There is more information online at crossingbordersstudiotour.com. Anything either of you'd like to add?
Hope we see you.
Yeah.
Coffee's on.
Yeah, coffee and fresh cookies.
Excellent. That's, you know, coffee and food. You can't beat that. Thanks for joining us today, ladies. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.